Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. This Super Saturday, this November 11th, Veterans Day across America, a very important day. If you know a veteran, make sure you thank him for their service. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and our Ice Big Body Armor Studios across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Mike Rickard, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Ben Botham, keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Lost his grandmother last night. She was a wonderful woman. Lived into her 90s from Italy. Just a character. Was actually down here at Ferg some time ago. And probably 3-4 months ago. So keep the Botham family in your prayers. And Ben will be back in the saddle next week. As always, we're live on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, Florida Sports Streams Channel, and RadioSt.Pete.com. Got a lot to talk about today. I've got Gavin Van Dyke in the house. He's going to talk a little high school playoff action last night across the state in the world of football. Some great games, as well as volleyball, the Final Four, of course. And then tonight, we got FSU Miami. That's been a great battle for years, the Seminoles. And the watch party, number 4, Florida State Seminoles. Florida LSU, another great contest. And then tomorrow, you've got the Bucks and the Titans. And down here at Ferg's, we'll have a watch party. It'll be jam-packed. Let's see, what else we got going on? Jam show today. I always do, but today we got Tampa Bay Rowdies conversation. They got a new coach. Jim Hart will take us through that. Eckerd Men's Golf, the men and the women, they're in the house. They're upstairs on the simulators right now. And then we're going to talk to, of course, our new segment, 14-year-old Wyatt Ross. He'll talk about the Bolts and their There are challenges right now. It's early in the season. He'll give us about a 10-minute commentation. And then John Rager, Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction class. We'll talk to him about 11:35. And then Jay Davis, he's our newest addition to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And then we've got Clearwater Central in the house, Catholic. And they are undefeated. They won last night. Their first game. They got a bye. They got a bye. So they're in the house about 10 after 1. So we've got a jam-packed show. Come on down to Ferg's. You get an opportunity. If there's a game you want to watch, we've got it on one of our 105 televisions here. And then, of course, our conversation regarding the games tomorrow. I'll do that real quick, and then I'll let you do the high school. How about that? Here's the matchups today. You got the Michigan watch party upstairs. You've got Michigan, of course, the news that their head coach got a 3-game suspension. And Penn State, that's going to be a whiteout game. Alabama, Kentucky upstairs. As I mentioned, South Florida takes on Temple USF. Looking for that number 5 win. One more win, and they're bowl bound. Great, great rebound there. Florida State, as I mentioned, Miami. Other games, Central Florida takes on Oklahoma State. Near and dear to my heart, of course, the Hawkeyes nondescript game. University of Iowa takes on Rutgers. We got that watch party down here. FAU, East Carolina, Florida, LSU. And let's see, another good game will be North Carolina, Duke, especially if it's basketball. Speaking of, we'll have a lot of the basketball scores a little bit later on in the second hour. Some great games, actually, this early in the season. That's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and, of course, Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewing. And now, brought to you by Body Armor, our great supporter of Coca-Cola beverages, Gavin Van Dyke, breaking down high school sports.
So last night we had a couple volleyball state final and state semifinals. Plant won the state semifinal 3-1 to move on to the state final tonight, the 7A championship. They play Winter Park at 6 p.m. at Polk State College. Our Academy of the Holy Names, back in 4A, lost to Gulfview Prep last night in the semifinals 3-1. And the main thing going on last night was high school football playoffs. Let's go through a couple scores around the county. Clearwater beat Blake 35-12. Largo beat East Bay 25-14.
Go Packers, my boy Marcus Pascal.
Northeast won a thriller against Hillsborough, 27-26 on the road. Gaithier beat St. Petersburg, 42-14. Jesuit beat Pinellas Park, 40-7. Durant took down Palm Harbor, 33-0. And Calvary Christian beat the Lakewood Spartans, 56-28.
Well, you know, it was great to see Sean Davis and the Northeast Vikings advance, a good friend of ours, and he comes down here to Ferg's a lot. He and Marcus Pascal are our buddies. If you remember last week, Northeast, with 8 seconds left in the game, knocked off the Largo Packers, and that must have propelled Northeast into playing tight games, and they advance as well.
Yeah, definitely. That was almost a Minneapolis miracle type game, it felt like, you know, with 8 seconds left, getting that missed tackle, Hail Mary type play. And then going in, I guess they just rode that momentum into Hillsborough last night, and they took care of business, so they'll be moving on to next Friday.
Well, you know, it's exciting time of the year. As I look at the scores around the state and the national rankings, the state rankings, we need somebody from Pinellas County to come out of these districts and make a statement against Dade County and the rest of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a team that you think about that'll do that is definitely CCC, which we'll have on earlier. They're 11-0 right now, and 10-0, sorry. And they'll be a force to be reckoned with in the Florida State playoffs here.
Okay, your prediction coming out of here, Jesuit, probably a lock.
Jesuit, probably.
CCC?
CCC. Largo might make some noise. You never know with them. They're a really good squad, so you never know.
And they've got a lot of depth. Well, on the defensive side, they've got two guys that are being, well, one's going to Florida, committed, arguably the best linebacker in the state, is going to be a Gator. And then they've got a defensive back that a lot of the upper division ones, Power 5 conferences are looking at. But as Marcus likes to say, there's a lot of balance on that Largo Packer team.
Yeah, they're definitely a really good defensive team. And on offense, they have a lot of the guys. I think their quarterback has won our player of the week, I think twice so far this season.
Yeah, he has.
They got a really good squad down there, and I think they'll go pretty deep in this postseason.
Hey, who was the player of the week this week?
I totally.
Come on, man. Pull that up. He's Gavin Van Dyke. Joe Geiger, he's up at Florida State today. Gonna watch that Miami game. He's an over-the-top Florida State fan, and he's headed up to that game. And as I mentioned, Ben Botham, Ben's grandmother passed away. Our thoughts and prayers with him. Brad Richardson will be in the house to talk the high school scene the second hour as well.
Yeah, our player of the week was Jacob Drackett, the quarterback from Calvary, in their final regular season match. He completed 17 passes for 293 yards and 4 touchdowns and ran for a touchdown. So he counted for 5 touchdowns on the day. And you don't see a lot of, you know, high-flying passing offenses in high school football, especially in this area, but Calvary definitely has one. So you got to look out for that if you're playing them.
Well, one of the things that we're going to do here in December is we had 11 players of the week brought to you by Body Armor and Ferg, and of course the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and we're going to have them down here for an event upstairs, and then we'll have people go online all the way through the playoffs to vote for their favorite player.
That'll be cool. Are we doing the long drive?
Well, yeah, we'll do the long drive brought to you by Body Armor. Upstairs, we've got the simulators, the full swing simulators, and we'll have a little contest for those guys as well. That'll be epic. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
That'll be fun. I'm excited to see who wins that one. I think there'll be pretty some good competition there.
Oh, absolutely. All right, young man. Well, thanks for the high school update. You're going to get busy here this winter because we've got to talk about wrestling. We got boys and girls basketball.
Boys and girls soccer.
Soccer. We're going to talk soccer right now. So you guys are going to be busy. You're going to have to handpick which sports you want. And then baseball right around the corner. I'm sure you both fight for that.
Yeah, I think Joe's going to do soccer here. I'm going to do basketball. And then we'll just kind of share wrestling. And is track and field? No, that's spring.
That's spring. What about swimming? When's swimming in Florida? I want to touch every sport.
Swimming, I think they're having states right now.
Well, it's your guys' job to get us the state results for golf, which are finishing up this weekend, I believe, and swimming, so that we can give everybody their dues when we're talking high school sports.
And bowling.
Yeah, well, bowling, we definitely got covered with Ben Botham.
Well, We'll get that to you guys soon in our 2-minute updates.
All right, and then let's do a little promo for your show. The name of your show again?
It's called Bump That Media. We talk all high school sports. We talk some college sports, and we have a lot of fun while doing it.
Couple of teenagers having a lot of fun, yeah. And 12 to 2 right here on RadioSaintPete.com on our Florida sports stream. All right, Gavin, take a little break here, and now I'm going to shift gears. We've got Jim Hart and, of course, David Wilson on, and breaking news in the world of the Rowdies, a new man at the helm, Jim Hart, and you were at that press conference. Welcome to the show, gentlemen, on a spectacular, beautiful Saturday down here, Fergs, Veterans Day, and a day that's near and dear to my heart. Let's talk a little bit about the press conference and the new announcement.
Sounds great, Mike. So the new coach is Robbie Nielsen. He coached at Heart of Midlothian in Scotland, one of the big clubs in Scotland. The two biggest clubs are Celtic and Rangers. And then there's the next level of clubs, and Hearts is right there. Do you remember, Mike, when we talked about promotion and relegation? And Robbie Nielsen brought Hearts from the second division to the first division three different times in his coaching career. Now, what's interesting about that is that I spoke with Neil Collins this week, which I'm eager to tell you about. And Neil feels that the Rowdies League is somewhat similar to the Scottish Championship, the Scottish Second Division. And Robbie Nielsen won that three times. He just most recently, before he lost his job at Hearts, he finished third in that league, in that Premier League. So that's a really good track record. He's only 43, but he's already coached 350 professional matches. He was an outstanding professional player for Hearts for many years. And he's got an attacking mentality, an aggressive mentality. I think the fans are going to like him. But, Mike, I'm eager to tell you about some interesting insights that Neil Collins had about Robbie. The first thing he said is that Robbie's going to have to learn the players and learn the league, that the USL is a unique league and hard for foreigners to understand exactly what works in this league. And Robbie, he thinks Robbie's a great coach, but he's got to learn the league and he's got to learn the personnel. The other thing he said he thought was interesting is he's got to learn to coach in Florida in the summertime. That's something that Neil had to do. Neil had to forge a relationship with the strength and conditioning coach of the Rowdies so that he didn't overtax his players and had them ready for the weekend, which I thought was an interesting insight. As far as if he can do those things, he thinks he's going to be a great hire for the Rowdies. I also have some cool breaking news, Mike. Leo Fernandez, I talked with him. He was the USL most valuable player, not this past season, but the one before. You remember, he was out for most of the year with an Achilles injury for the Rowdies this year. Well, first of all, Leo is eager to come on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection and join us for a chat. So we're going to have him on soon. But he was very excited to meet with the new coach. And he's really upbeat. He says all the players are as well. I also spoke with Perry Vanderbeck. You remember him on our show? Perry
of
said
course.
A lot of the same. Neil said a lot of the same, almost word for word insights that Neil had. And then the last one I spoke with was somebody else that wants to come on a show, Ben Malou. We'll talk about him soon. He's a former college coach at St. John's, FIU, and Boston University. And he was there, and the point he made is about travel. About the unique travel in the United States that Robbie Nielsen hasn't done before. Commercial airlines with layovers on a country as big as ours is a lot different than traveling around Scotland. But all in all, everybody was upbeat and everybody was positive about this new hire.
I guess you don't think about that issue. I remember coming, from up north in, 7 years ago. But you don't think about that transition that a Scotsman is going to have to make, his mentality about the brutal heat down here and the modifications you got to make as far as practice time, hydration, length of practice. There's a lot of factors. But for the most part, a good portion of your competitions in climate that's pretty hot as well.
Yes, in the U.S. in the summer, no doubt it's hot in really all parts of the U.S. So, no, I thought those were outstanding insights. And it's really going to come down to the open-mindedness of Robbie Nielsen. Is he going to come over with an open mind, or is he going to come over with an attitude of, listen, everybody sit down. I'm from Scotland. I know what I'm talking about. You all can learn from me. Niels and Perry both are of the opinion that that is not how he will come in, that he will be smart enough to know that he's a little bit of a fish out of water, and there's a little bit of a learning curve for him. So time will tell.
Well, I certainly hope so. I was married to a Scottish lady, and I will tell you, we're good friends now, but they're a little set in their ways from time to time. I've got a couple of friends that are Scots, so hopefully he's one of the milder ones. I love their perseverance and their standing by their positions, but they can get a little feisty, Jim.
Anybody that watched Neil Collins on the sidelines can tell you that for sure. But, you know, it matters how much they want to win and be successful, doesn't it? So we'll just see what happens.
Well, and today's generation, I'm sure David Wilson sees this at the high school level, and today's generation, it's a lot different than us three dinosaurs here as far as acceptance of guidance, if you will, telling them facts that a lot of times they don't like facts, and you know. Some of this woke society has worn off on the younger generation, so it's a completely different method of coaching in today's world. I don't know if I could do it, but you've got to be a lot more open minded. I think we can all three agree to that.
David,
I would definitely agree with that. And we were watching a playoff football game last night, and I was sitting with a friend who was in Bear Bryant's last recruiting class at Alabama, and there was a kid down on the field. And the trainers went out, and all of a sudden the kid got up and walked off. He said, well, that's how things have changed. When I played, if you went down, you better stay down, because otherwise you better get up and get back in the huddle. I said, all right. It would be a little bit tougher, I guess, back then. You didn't have 17 people running out to make sure you were okay.
Well, I've got a handful of friends. You guys remember this. You're from the area. I'm from Midwest, obviously. But when Ray Perkins took over for the Buccaneers back in the real early days, I've got a handful of friends that live in the area that played for him, and he had that Bear Bryant mentality, and they tell me these stories. I'm thinking NFL players today, and Barry Smith's one of them, and Randy Grimes, and they're buddies of mine. They say, you know, F you, and they'd walk off, and their next thing you know, the players union would be coming after them, and their agents would be filing suit. It's a different world, man.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, Mike, we've got high school soccer season underway, and the Champions League begins on Tuesday.
Well, I can just see the joy in your voice. You're going to be a busy man, but that's the kind of busy we all want to be. It's kind of like the passion I have and David has. You know, it's the kind of busy we want. So let's talk about the Champions League first, and then we'll talk a little high school.
David, you want to take a voice?
Yeah, sure. You know, we're getting ready to go, and distributed balls and everything is still in the process of trying to get a couple out to, you know, some of the schools we have. We always have wrinkles thrown at us now. I guess Seminole High School has closed their fields down, so they can't play any home games till after Christmas, so we're trying to reschedule a couple of the Seminole Girls Champions League games as we go, and it's always one thing after another, but, you know, we usually get it worked out and get things going. You know, on the boys' side, it looks like a fantastic tournament with some really, really top teams playing again. And this early in the season, it's sometimes hard to say, all right, who's going to be the best team? But with results that have come in already, and there's teams like Bloomingdale that went into Steinbrenner and beat Steinbrenner 6-1 the other day, and Steinbrenner just doesn't lose games like that. So Bloomingdale, I'm a little bit worried about. And the Jesuit started off 2-0, and I may have to mention that Carrollwood is also undefeated going in now, and that happens to be the pool that I'm in, so that'll be fun. But some of the teams that you wouldn't, you know, they're not even the team that you would think normally would be, hey, look, this team is one of the top-ranked teams in the area. but Northeast is supposed to be very loaded this year, and they had a good draw early on with Osceola. Wesley Chapel's already 4-0 on the season and just beating up on people. Both teams are in the Champions League now, and both could make big statements early on here with getting some early wins for them in the pool play.
Mike, over on the girls' side, we have a thing in soccer in these tournaments they call the group of death, which is the hard group that all four teams are in that are tough teams. I think David's in the group of death on the boys' side, to be honest with you. But on the girls' side, we've got the defending Palm Harbor, defending Champions League champion Palm Harbor, Randy Eirich, their coach, who we had on the show. His team has to go through Plant High School, Newsom High School, and Shorecrest. Shorecrest was in the state championship game last year. Plant and Newsom are perennially strong teams. Nobody in that group has lost a game yet this year. So in their first games on Tuesday, Shorecrest travels to Palm Harbor. And then David over at Wiregrass, as a neutral site, is hosting the Plant versus Newsom game because we had to find a place to play that game because Champions League games can't be played at home in Hillsborough County. That's a long story, but it is what it is. We make it work. Also, we're looking at a couple of upstarts. Sunlake has made some noise. Steinbrenner, if you remember, we had our chat with Shannon Aitken. I think it was last week. Steinbrenner is looking really strong. They had an early match with Bloomingdale girls, who also look strong, and they drew 1-1. So that didn't really tell us much. Another one to look for is Eastlake. So one that's off to a tough start that people thought were going to do well was Sickles. So we'll see how they rebound. Right now, I would predict we will see Palm Harbor in the Final Four, as well as maybe Durant or Berkeley, as well as Bloomingdale or Land O'Lakes, as well as Steinbrenner or Sunlake. All those teams could make it to the girls' Final Four.
Hey, Jim, David, the one you're probably missing. Yeah, as you said, the one Jim's probably missing there is Cypress Creek. I watched Cypress Creek girls play. Yeah, they're going to surprise a lot of people. They got a nice spot this year.
And they went to the state championship game last year, too.
That's correct.
Yeah. That'll work in their favor. Teams tend to overlook Cypress Creek until they've bloodied a couple of noses, which they haven't bloodied that many yet because they're so new. So we'll see how that goes. David, do you have a prediction for the Final Four for the boys?
You got to put Jesuit in there. As much as I think that Bloomingdale is that strong this year, the game is going to be played at Jesuit when they play in pool play, which is a tough place to play. Fortunately for them, they both play on turf, so it won't be a big disadvantage for them. But that game will be the game to watch. Otherwise, Sunlake is just absolutely loaded this year. They've played 4 games already. They've scored 29 goals in 4 games. And I think they've only conceded 1. And they're just loaded with talent. So I think Sunlake could get in the finals or in the Final Four, and we could see a matchup with Sunlake and them. Mitchell is off to a really good start this year. They beat Palm Harbor last week. And then Oscar does such a great job coaching them that he could have like half the talent of somebody else and still win. So I would go with that. Those teams, but it's too wide open right now to say definitely.
Well, gentlemen, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the high school world here in our Body Armor high school headquarters, so we need to start driving some of these teams down here to Fergs so we can recognize them for their participation, regardless of record. I mean, I'm pretty adamant about that. I like to see the haves and the have-nots all get an opportunity to come down here and have some fun and a little conversation. So keep that in mind as you're looking. And David, you can bring teams down anytime you want, my man.
I appreciate that.
And it's a bit of a haul, but it's worth the travel. We got CCC coming down today, and undefeated, and they're excited about coming down. And we've had plenty of teams come from across the bay, and they enjoyed themselves as well.
We're gonna get you down there,
Mike. Jim, one team I forgot about that I don't know how it slipped my mind was Tampa Prep. The Tampa Prep boys team, they are definitely looking to win this tournament again, you know, and get another shot at maybe even Jesuit in the finals, whatever else, but they are that strong this year as well.
Well, gentlemen, I gotta wind us up a little early today. I've got four very nice-looking young people in front of me, fresh golfers from Eckerd College. Not talking about you, Coach. He's a West Virginian. Anyway, I appreciate you taking your time on this Saturday. Jim, I want to call you this week. I was pretty wrapped up in the Annika most of the week, but I want to talk to you. We'll get some plans to continue our soccer conversation and get some teams lined up to come down.
We will definitely have people for you, Mike.
Yep, I hear that energy in your voice. It's time to play some soccer. And, David, you're really going to be busy with your role up there. You guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. All right. Take care.
All right. That's our Body Armor Tampa Bay Rowdies Coca-Cola Beverages segment each and every week. We talk the world of the Rowdies. We got a brand new coach coming over from Scotland. And then, of course, it's high school time for us to start talking high school sports. Right now, it's Triton time. Each and every Saturday, we tried. Amanda Green does a superb job. Tommy Ryan, my buddy over there at Eckerd, he organizes this. And, of course, we got a little Bill Butner flavor to our golf show as well. And we're fortunate to have the golf team down. And welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You look familiar. You look like this guy I had on the T Florida one time.
Hey, I think that's me.
All he talked about was up north and West Virginia. You guys are getting tired of that yet?
They love it. They love it.
they love it? Yeah, where you had to practice. You had to drive 45 minutes both one way, and how easy they have it. You just go right over to the Vinoy or St. Pete Country Club.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Or Pasadena.
Or Isla. Oh, I forgot. You guys, or Isla DeSalle. So, welcome back, Coach.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Mike.
Nice and loud. Loud and proud when you're... Yeah, you guys are perfect. Everybody's got their swag on. Oh, she brought her sweatshirt.
They're getting a little hot in the sun. We thought we were inside.
Oh, you did. You probably thought where the golf show was at.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be hanging out with the Michigan Wolverines.
We don't want to be with those crazies.
Well, they're cheaters.
That's right.
Jim Harbaugh just got a 3-game suspension. No, we're not. I didn't want to put you around a bunch of people that endorse cheating.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Okay, so let's talk about the Eckerd College fall season and what you guys have been doing on the women's side as far in the men's, and then we'll introduce each one of them separately, and we'll have a little conversation. Yeah. I might throw a couple of curveballs at them.
Yeah, they can handle it. Yeah, so my name is David Woodrum. I'm the new men's.
Yeah, it'd be nice if I went and introduced you.
Golf coach here at Eckerd College. Predecessor to Bill Butner. Everybody knows that guy. So, yeah, we've had a good fall for both men and women.
I want you to go back and tell a little bit of your story, because you should be ecstatic that you're down here in God's country, shouldn't he? Versus West Virginia.
God's country? That's West Virginia, too. Come on, wild and wonderful.
You sound like one of them. I've got a high school coach from Boca Ciega, Michael Miller. All he talks about is West Virginia. Go, dude, go back.
Oh,
he does. He goes hunting and fishing. You're not going back.
Just in the summers, you know, when it gets too hot.
Exactly. All right. So do a little bio and then we'll continue.
Yeah. So I'm originally from West Virginia, born and raised. I've coached D2 athletic or college golf for this will be my seventh year. I was most recently at a D2 school, Davis and Elkins College, there for just a year. We had a lot of success there. One on the men's side conference regional, and then we're at nationals. And then before there, I was at my alma mater, Bluefield State University. I played golf there for 3 years, and then coached there for 5 years. Started the women's team there. So, yeah,
he doesn't look that old, does he, guys?
No, he looks like a seventh year senior.
I like this kid. He's got great pipes. Pipes up right away. Yeah. You might have
a
future
pipe down, Mike. He needs to pipe down.
You might have a future in radio, young man. I didn't have to tell you to hop on in the conversation.
Nobody was talking to him, were they?
Yeah, show a little respect to Coach. I'm an old man. Show some respect to me. Hey, I want to thank you guys all. On a Saturday morning, I'm sure you guys... Who'd I have on? Oh, I had the basketball team on.
Uh-oh.
And they're openers today. And
they're going to be out there.
They came
6
down.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, they came down. They came down at Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday. Their last Saturday, no practice.
Yeah.
And he gets them out of bed and brings them down here. I think they want to kick my butt. I go, Hey, I don't mind lining this up. Amanda Green did.
Yeah.
You need some shade, young lady?
I'm okay.
Okay. You can use one of these if you want.
These Eckerd hats on?
Yeah, Eckerd. Somebody bought me Eckerd hat. I got all kinds of Eckerd sweat. I need.
I got one coming for you.
Okay. All right.
It's a Travis Matthews.
A Travis Matthews.
Yeah.
I'm only
the best.
I'm not that big time, but yeah, I'll take it.
You got the Anika gear already on.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, let's move over here and start talking to some of your players.
Let's do it.
So far, so good getting to know everybody. It seems like you have a warm.
Yeah. Well,
relationships
already. I transferred to the, or I went to that new school last year and kind of went through the same process, I guess.
You know,
meeting a new team. And just going through that is a little tough sometimes, but these kids are good when they're sleeping. You know, that's about the only time. No, I'm just kidding. They're a great group of kids, and I've been excited to just get to know them. And we're just learning together and getting better every day.
All right. Why don't you introduce the young ladies, and we'll work our way across.
Here to my right is Lucrezia. She's from Italy. And then Sophie is from Ireland.
Irish and Italy. Italian, and you know what?
We got to watch out for
this. Just sharing a little something. I had an Italian and an Irish wife. They're a little feisty.
No way.
They're a lot of fun, and I bet you very, very competitive. I bet she's very, very competitive.
Yes.
All right, so talking to the microphone, young lady, thanks for coming down to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You don't really need to put those on. You can hear my big mouth, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And talk nice and loud directly into the microphone. What year are you?
I'm a junior, and I'm a transfer.
Turn her microphone a little loud, are they?
I can't hear. I'm a junior.
Plug it in a little. You're a junior, so you've been here the entire time?
No, I'm a transfer from D&E with Coach. I came here this year.
Oh, so you raided the cupboard before you came down here.
She just had to get out of West Virginia, too. You
know, so. Yeah, it's too cold there.
Oh, well, bravo. So when he reached out to you, I bet you were ecstatic once you saw the campus, right?
Well, it was a little bit complicated because he reached out to me very late, so I was already going back to West Virginia, so I didn't see the campus or anything, but I was very excited.
You distrusted this guy?
I trusted him, yeah. And, I mean, Florida is better than West Virginia, so I'm just happy to be here.
Easy.
No, the reality is, and you got to admit this, and I'm sure you're a wonderful recruiter. You've done a superb job up north. But I could tell right now when I first met you, I could jab you once in a while. But I tell this to every coach. It's not real tough to sell Eckerd College.
Not at all.
You got a beach.
Yeah.
You got this beautiful weather. And you got a great athletic program, and everybody gets along for the most part.
Yeah.
All the programs kind of, you know each other.
It's
almost like a
top.
High school environment.
Well, it starts from the top. You know, we got a great president, we got a great athletic director, and, you know, it's a trickle-down effect. And whether it's good or bad, that's normally how it transfers.
You're one of the few coaches that aren't an alum, by the way.
I know. I'm outnumbered.
But it's amazing. I mean, that's the passion that they have. So far, how's the fall going for you?
It's going very good. I had to adjust a little bit, but I really love the environment. I love the school. And, I mean, I love the team, so I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Could you maybe make the old man, if I pay for the ingredients, a nice Italian dish, my favorite?
Of course.
She cooks for the whole team.
I cook for the team sometimes.
She does? Let me know when the next feed's there. My old bachelor carcass will walk over, and I'll bring some Tupperware, and you don't have to eat with me.
She says that if she's cooking, you got to supply the ingredients.
Exactly.
All right.
I just give me the list, and we're done deal.
The grocery list. Yeah.
Okay, so we archive this, and your family in Italy can listen to this. You want to do a shout out to them at home? Anybody at home?
I mean, my mom, maybe my brother.
Yeah, your mom. What's your mother's name?
Christina.
Christina, you have a beautiful daughter. I'm sure she is a wonderful cook. You probably learned it all from your mother, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your goals this year in golf?
I mean, now the season is over, but I just want to get ready for the next season. And
exactly.
Try to do better now that I adjust myself in this new school and new environment. So I just really want to improve.
Yeah, and you know, this fall semester is our non-championship segment.
Gotcha.
We played a little bit of or a little less than half of our tournaments in this year. So the spring is when we really get down to the nitty-gritty, you know, conference, regionals, hopefully. So we're excited for the new year and just to hit the ground.
So during the fall, do you travel at all, or you just keep it right around the St. Pete area?
We traveled a good little bit. We went up to South Carolina, which was a little unusual, but that was just to add one more tournament for the fall.
Did Coach Butner go with you that time?
No, we left him at home.
You left Coach at home?
Yeah.
How many of you were coached by Coach Butner? Anybody?
Yeah, I was. All of them.
Yep.
Except for Gretzky, of course.
All right. Well, thank you, young lady. Welcome to America, and I look forward to reaching out to Coach. I'll do a trade. I'll get you guys a bunch of wings from Ferg's, and you get the old man some Italian grub.
All right. Sounds perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Deal. Yep, that's
is that good trade material?
Coach, that's my deal. It's not yours.
I can get in on this too, right?
No. She doesn't need a middleman. No, I'll take care. Get care of you.
Yeah.
Okay, this young lady to your left.
This is Sophie Sharp.
Sophie from Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm half Irish. I that's my actually both those countries are my bucket list. Italy and Ireland I want to get over to. So what year are you, young lady?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman.
Yeah. So I'm a newbie.
So what do you think about Eckerd College and coming across the pond, and what's your family think about it?
Yeah, well, they're happy I'm in Florida. It's an excuse for a holiday for them, but no, I like it over here.
That's the beauty of it. So how did you land this young lady? Or is this a Bill Butner?
This was Coach Butner. All thanks to Coach.
He, you know what? She's got some of his, you know, the reddish hair, the light reddish hair.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
You're not like a niece or something, and Butner did a favor to get you over here.
You never know, do you?
No, he's a great guy, and I'm sure you see him around the campus.
Yeah,
he comes around.
Oh yeah, he's very active still. He told you, or I think we were talking about, he's like my big time advisor right now. So.
Oh, he misses it. Trust me, he does the golf show with us, and he misses it all the time. So what are your goals? Of course, this fall, as Coach alluded to, it is to work on your game. How do you like these golf courses you guys get to play on?
Oh, yeah, they're so nice.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when you guys are used to it now, but when you saw the tracks, I mean, St. Pete Country Club, you've got the Vinoy, you got Pasadena, Isla del Sol. Unbelievable. These are places that have kicked me off because I'm a hack.
Yeah, no, they're so nice. Especially coming from Ireland where it's just raining by this point. So.
Yeah. You're not going to know what to do when you don't have to wear two or three layers.
No, I know.
What's your greatest memory in golf so far when you were playing? Is it school golf over there, or is it club? What do you play in Ireland when you're high school age?
I mainly play for club. But yeah. I went over to England for school, so that was school. So I enjoyed that quite a bit.
I'm sure I don't have to ask you who your favorite golfer of all time is.
Well, yeah, Rory,
yeah.
Probably.
I was going to say, if it's not Rory McIlroy, we got a problem here.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a good friend that's a wonderful golfer, and he lives down in Venice, Florida. And Rory's family, parents live across the street, said the nicest people on the planet, Rory McIlroy's mom and dad. Yeah. Well, you want to do a shout out to anyone at home?
May as well go for mom, dad, and my grandmother.
Names?
Grandmother's called Obi, dad's called Liam, and mom's called Linda.
Beautiful. Well, nice shout out. You guys will be down often, I'm sure, over the next few years. We'll get them down. And I'm just trying to think of something I can do a trade with you because that's my favorite country. I got to think about this. Well, thank you for coming down, ladies. I appreciate it. All right, Coach, so you got a couple of veterans over here.
Yeah, some seasoned vets. We've got Shane Darby to my left and Aiden to back.
So, young man, what year are you?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior? And you had Coach Butner for 3 years?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, I can't count. I can't do the math.
He's still hanging around, so, you know, I see him all the time.
Yeah, well, prior to doing this, I was a cart jockey over at St. Pete Country Club. You guys would come over. I told you that story. And they had pyramids, and these Eckerd College kids would come over, and I'd have to create the pyramid for them to hit balls. Finally, I said, that's it. You guys are doing your own pyramid meds because they're mowing through four of them, you know, when they're hitting balls. and it just was to drive me nuts. But that's a nice little track, and you get to see Coach over there too.
Yeah, we do.
Now, Isla is obviously the closest as far as logistics.
Correct.
Do they have a nice driving range over there?
They don't. They have
I played there once.
Practice area.
Well, Isla, I mean, St. Pete doesn't have a great driving range.
It's not huge. No problem. Pasadena is redoing their
range. They're redoing theirs.
So there's.
I got a buddy who lives right there. Really Bill lives there.
I think it's here in the next couple of weeks it's going to open. So we're really excited for that. And then, obviously, too, St. Pete is redoing their golf course. Next couple months.
They're redoing everything over there. I think Anthony's the new head pro, isn't
it? Yes, Anthony is awesome. Yeah, he's been very supportive.
Had him on the air. So what's your favorite memory so far at Eckerd College, golf-wise? I don't need any extracurricular activity input.
No, probably just hanging out with the friends that I made on the team and then going to tournaments and traveling with all of us. It's just a good time.
Where are you from originally?
New Jersey.
Jersey boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yankee fan?
Huge Yankee fan.
Yeah, we're done with this conversation.
Next.
Huge Yankee fan. I grew up a Yankee fan. I understand why you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, that's all we do.
They call them the Tankies this year. They're in the tank. Anyway.
We're all right. We're all right.
Weren't very good this year, but it's all right. We'll get better.
So your best tournament your first 2 years, you personally?
I had a tied 11th last year in the first semester, so that was pretty good.
That's superb.
Yeah, I should have came top 10, but I snap hooked one in the trees on the 18th hole.
Coach Butner's fault, he tells me.
Yeah, Butner messed me up that bad.
Well, I'm gonna out you as you know what on the air. How many kids did you create snap hooks for because of the pressure you provided? No, he's a great guy. I can't see him getting too worked up about too many things in life. Can you?
Other than a UNC Duke game.
Oh, please. They play football today.
Yeah, no, he told me to bring it up.
Yeah, bring it up.
Yeah.
Go Dukies. I'm a Blue Devil anytime he's around, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I wonder, he's probably listening, isn't he?
He may or may, you know. Well, we had him on the show Thursday, and he wasn't answering. You know what they're doing at St. Pete Country Club? You can appreciate that because he recruited you. They were the women were having wine and nine.
Oh yeah! Bunner's favorite.
I know. I go, dude. We're up here at the Han. We're at one of the biggest tournaments at the Annika, and we have an opportunity for you to come on, and you're wine and nine.
Yeah, but it's Coach Butner's wine and nine
with the girls.
It's famous.
Oh my God! Yeah, he's famous. Yeah, he's never gonna live that down. All right. Yeah, you want to do a shout out to your fellow Yankee fans up north?
So shout out my mom and dad.
Mom and dad's names?
Scott and Jennifer.
Look like you have a very nice young man down here, and I'm sure I'll get him down. I'll get him down. You guys are going to have a great relationship with Coach here, I can tell. All right, Pipes. I'm going to call you Pipes because you're the first one that piped in, and you got a voice for radio. Your name?
Aiden DeMacus.
Aiden, and where are you from originally?
Originally born in London, Ontario, but lived in North Carolina most of my life. So
you're Tar Heel with Coach Butner?
Yep, Tar Heel bred.
Well, it's nice chatting with you. Let's go back to Coach. No, so what's your favorite memory since you've been at Eckerd?
This is golf strictly, right?
Yes. I don't need to go anywhere else.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go along with Shane. I mean, just the guys, hanging out with the guys, playing golf with them, getting better together, kind of pushing each other. We've had a blast, you know, especially myself, Shane, Nick, and Daniel. We all came in together and, you know, we just have fun on the golf course.
Well, you guys create, believe it or not, at college as you do in high school. And Coach knows this, lifelong bonds. You guys are going to remember the things you've done together. Whether you go back to Italy or you go back to Ireland, you're going to remember these memories for the rest of your lives and still reach out. Heck, I went to Western Kentucky 100 years ago with some guys from Britain, and, you know, in the 70s. We still reach out and reminisce.
Yeah.
So these memories you guys will certainly remember. And
hopefully the relationships last for the lifetime. Too,
they will, except for with Bill Butner. But anyway... I'm going to tell him to listen to this. We roasted you, Butner.
We got him, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Wonder if he's listening right now.
He may be.
He's in Arizona at a wedding. So
oh, no. He's probably whining and dining.
Oh, yeah. He's
whining and dining and asking his ladies if they want to go nine. Want to go out on a golf course and I can give you some lessons? I can see him. My God. All right.
We love you, Coach. We love you.
We love you. We do love him. Well, I thank you guys for coming down and taking time out of your weekend. We'll have you down again. And how many of you got to go up to the Annika?
None of these, actually. We took a couple others. So just
myself. Well, they're rookies. Yeah, you got to put your time in.
Yeah,
it's a great event. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for coming down. Taking this time on a Saturday. Coach, I'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Remember, he said he's getting me some swag, a hat, right? And then I'll reach out to him for the Italian meal connection. I'm looking forward to it. All right, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Go Heels.
Go Heels.
Go Tritons.
Yeah, go Tritons. It's Triton time. I got Tritons everywhere. All right, now let's switch gears. We're going to talk Tampa Bay Lightning with our newest savant, and that, of course, is Wyatt Ross. I'm sorry, young man, I pushed a little long in this segment. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous. Your dad, Mike's at the USF game. Let's rock and roll. Give us a Bolts recap. We know that Paul Porter did a superb job in the show, home team, right before you, 9-11. But let's give him just a snapshot of what took place last week and what's ahead this week in the world of the Bolts.
Yeah, so coming off of a little bit of a rough week last week, we traveled to Canada for three in-division games. Our first game was at Ottawa. It was a hot start with point tallying two goals, Hedy and Isamaa on the board to make it 4-1 Bolts. Then after that, the game went back-to-back. Pointer tallied up a hat trick. Final was 6-4. Unfortunately, though, it was a rough game for our player of the month, Johansson, with just an .857 save percentage. Looking to build on that win, we headed over to Toronto for another great start, which was very common this week. Started the game 4-1, but then allowed four straight goals to Toronto. Not until Hagel tied it up late with about 2 minutes left, and we headed into overtime. Now, as we know, the Bolts have been struggling in overtime, and unfortunately it will continue as Callie Yarncroke gets the OT winner. Goal scorers in this game included Victor Hedman, Nikita Kucherov twice, Braden Point, and Brandon Hagel. After that, we head over to Montreal, hoping to rebound after another overtime loss, and another hot start for Tampa Bay, scoring not one, not two, not three, but four goals in the first period. Goal scorers included Kucherov, Paul, Barré-Boulet, and Isamaa in just that first period. Nick Paul would tally one later in the game, making five goals for Tampa Bay. Suzuki, Pezzetta, and Dvorak would score for Montreal, making the final 5-3. So we pulled out the win after almost letting them come back. But finally, for this week, a long week, four games, we head back home to welcome Chicago and Connor Bedard. This game, we allowed Bedard had an excellent performance. Two goals and one assist in one period. 4 points on the game. Goals from Kucherov, Stamkos, and Cirelli. Peter Mrazek for the Chicago Blackhawks had an amazing game. Unfortunately, it wasn't the same story on the other side of the ice. Johansson with just an .828 save percentage. So an interesting fact for this game is that Chicago fans thought Bedard had scored a hat trick and threw their hats onto the ice in the middle of the game. They'll have to wait a little bit longer for that one. Goal scorers included Kucherov, Stamkos, and Cirelli. And that's the Lightning week. We're going to go ahead and look at points for the season. Kucherov leads in goals with 11. Victor Hedman leads in assists with 14. And Kucherov is also atop the leaderboards in points with 23, but Braden Point is not far behind with 18 after a significant weekend. Johansson has a .901 save percentage on the year. And some interesting statistics is the Lightning have a 38% power play at home, which is a league lead, and another league leading 64.1 faceoff percentage, doing good inside the dots. A look at the standings after three division games this week. They are now fourth in division, trying to climb that mountain all the way up the first four games out of that place. They're 12th place in the league and 5-2-3 in their last 10. Note those three overtime losses. On the season, we have four overtime losses, which is a league lead. And unfortunately, it seems like we haven't even gotten a shot off in overtime. So this upcoming week, we'll be welcoming the Hurricanes. Then we'll travel to St. Louis and get a rematch at Chicago, hoping to get redemption on Bedard and his boys. And finally, we welcome Connor McDavid and the struggling Edmonton Oilers to town. Hopefully, if one of those games does go to overtime, we can finally pull out our first win. Some roster moves include Zach Bogosian, a fan favorite, traded for a seventh-round pick. And Andre Vasilevsky is looking to come back to the ice at around the Thanksgiving break. So hopefully we can get him back as soon as we can and start stacking up some wins. Finally, a very important thing for the team, Tompkins, the backup goalie, got his first NHL win, hoping for many more to come for him, and that's your Lightning Week.
Well, Wyatt, you know what? It wouldn't be a week if I didn't get an update on your high school team.
So we are on the bye. We are on the bye right now. We have been off for about 2 to 3 weeks, but we do play at Amalie Arena on Sunday. We're hoping to rebound from a loss at Amalie a couple of weeks ago to Steinbrenner. But right now we're sitting at about, I think, third in the entire state. And with the win here, we can try and climb up to that first-place spot again.
So you guys get to actually play on the ice at Amalie?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's super cool. We are lucky to get two games at Amalie this year. They're trying to get the JV teams onto the ice, with the onto the big boy ice. But, yeah, this will be our second game at Amalie Arena, and it's just super cool that they're able to get high school teams out there doing that. And especially some kids have never even been to Amalie Arena before. But I can't tell you the Lightning play on some nice ice because, my goodness, is that ice beautiful.
That'd be like the young man in front of me right now from CCC getting to play over at Raymond James. That's impressive. You get to play at Amalie Arena or a baseball team playing over at the Trop. Bravo. How many times have you played at Amalie?
If we're counting scrimmages, probably about 5, 6, maybe 7. I've played with some previous travel teams before. And during the COVID-19 years, the Lightning set up the Rink of Dreams, which was a tournament where a bunch of teams entered, played a bunch of games at Amalie, and we got to play maybe 3 games at Amalie Arena in 1 weekend.
Well, you've been blessed. You started covering hockey at 7 years of age. Now you're a ripe old age of 14. We enjoy having you on. For our audience, we got a minute. Why don't you break down some of your favorite moments covering hockey? I know one of them was the NHL All-Star Game. You've got quite the resume. What's been your favorite memory? And I know you told us on the first time, but I've got some young guys in front of me. It's pretty impressive what your length of interviews you've been blessed with.
Yeah, so the interviewing is amazing, but I think my favorite moment ever was a little bit over a year ago. I actually got to go on the ice with some players and film stuff for the promotion of the upcoming season. That was last season. And I got to go on the ice with guys like Matt Barzal, Jack Eichel, Trevor Zegras, the NHL cover boy. And Sidney Crosby even came on the ice and to start talking to me for a little bit. Jack Hughes was there. I mean, but that was probably my favorite experience. That was super cool to get on the ice, play with NHL players, and still do the interviewing all at once.
All right, young man. Have a great weekend. I look forward to your reports next week. I got to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little high school football. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a college football Saturday.